This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Is it 5:46?
So, Kevin Willard inherited a program at the University of Maryland, Ed, that had no direction. Coach left in the middle of the year. You had Danny Manning take over. He was horrible. We didn't know about recruiting. Who are these guys? You know, we had Reese and guys. Has Kevin Willard silenced the critics, in your opinion?
I don't know if he silenced the critics, because I think there's always going to be critics. People, there's a bunch of fans of all the sports here who are never going to be happy no matter what. He silenced me because I was curious. I was happy when he came. I didn't like the way this program was left when the last coach just pulls out midseason, like, see ya, I'm out of here. Like, what? Like, what are those kids thinking that you're recruited? I'm done. I got to go. If a player did that, you excoriate them in the press. That aside, I think Maryland's back where they belong. They're back as a nationally ranked team. They're hot. I think they're a much better program than they've been. Yeah, I think he silenced criticism in my mind anyway.
See, you said the word, though. You said you were curious.
Curious about what?
When he first got here. You weren't critical. You were curious.
Right, yes.
And that's the problem. People are instantly critical and not curious. And I'm like you. I was curious. What is this guy going to do? Jeremy and I talked about, we both knew his nickname, the chiropractor, because he makes adjustments. And people instantly said, Jeremy, the first year or two, he's not making adjustments. It's hard to make adjustments when you don't have the players that can do what you need them to do. Now that he has those players, did you see Iowa with 51 points in the first half and 20-something in the second half?
That's
adjustments.
And again, like, I go back to when he got here, and maybe he wasn't there were a lot of people that wanted a bigger name. I don't need a big name. Just get me a guy that can coach. And on top of it, you'd like to get a guy that can recruit as well. Because I've said this before, there are three types of coaches. Ones that can recruit, ones that can coach, and ones that can do both.
Yep.
And the ones that can do both are the ones that keep getting jobs because they do a really, really good job. Now, the thing with him is I think he's recruited well. Getting Derek Queen here is huge. I don't think people realize how big that is, even though we're going to have him for 1 year. But you get to watch that, and now it's showing you that they will, I hate saying play the game, but that's what it is, play the game with some of these high school kids and one and dones.
I don't want to take anything away from Kevin Willard, but the one thing that he's great about with recruiting is he hired some great assistant coaches who have reputations.
So did Gary.
Who have great reputations with kids in this area.
Smart.
Yeah. So you look at the guys that came in, those coaches, the coaching staff, have tremendous reputations around Baltimore metro area. And that's how he was able to get guys like Queen.
Well, and again.
And I say that because it sounds like you're dumping on him. I'm not dumping on him.
No.
I'm saying, you get Kevin Norris and all those guys, man. You got, Ricky Harris. Mm-hmm. Those guys have great reputations around.
Well, this is what some great coaches do, though. I mean, Gary have, like, sent Pat Soates and guys like that out to the field to go recruit?
Uh-huh. Vaughn and all those
guys.
Yeah.
I mean, look, had a lot of guys on that staff.
And that became the problem because they were going and he wasn't ever.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Kevin Willard will go and seal the deal. He'll send those assistants out to talk to him, and he'll go seal the deal. Well, Gary wasn't doing that.
Like, we had Kevin on the show usually, like, every week. I know he's on Haney's show now, I think once a week. But there was one point where it's like, hey, man, I can't do that segment. I'm out recruiting. And part of me is like, man, we had this segment scheduled, but I'm happy your ass is out recruiting, so yeah. Go do your thing, you know? And again, like, you look at a guy like Willard who doesn't have a huge background that most fans are going to notice. Like when Rick Pitino's name came up, and I know you like Rick, that was a sexy name. And everybody's like, oh my God, you can get Rick Pitino. Tubby Smith's name came up years ago. And everybody's like, you can get Tubby Smith. They ended up with Turgeon. And Ed alluded to it and what Turgeon ended up being.
He really disappointed me. That was really terrible. Disappointed me. That you can't do that.
He bailed on everyone, man. That's just sad.
I don't feel like I leave at the end of a season because you got kids waiting for you.
Yeah.
You know I mean, it's one thing to leave it. If you leave, you get to the end of the season, you realize it's not for you anymore, you want to step away, fine. But I get to the end of the season and I look at these faces that I know are coming back next year because you're coming back.
Let me ask you a question. And just for you know what and giggles. You planned to leave in the middle of the season for whatever when you're coaching. You recruited. I know it's high school. Are you not going to go talk to all the girls you recruited and tell them what's going on and why you're doing this?
Yes, that's why I can't do it. Because I can't have that conversation with them.
Yeah.
That's why I can't do it. I can't look these kids in the face and tell them, yeah, we got X amount of games left. I just can't do it. If it was health, then I'd tell them that, you know, look, I'm sick. I can't do it. But just because of what?
I don't need you to get into the reason why, but I'm sure that was a difficult decision in leaving Mount Carmel and going to
Roseville. I wanted to build a national program. Yeah. And it just, you know, when you have a limit, and I'll say it, IAAM limits you in games. There's certain games, you know, we got the TV game this year. That game wasn't scheduled at the beginning of the year. If I'm in the IAAM and I get a phone call saying, you want to add this television game? No, I can't. Why? I'm maxed out on games.
Mm-hmm.
We're independent. You get that call. Hey, we want to add this game. Want to play on TV? Yeah. Let me call my AD. That's why. It had nothing to do with Mount Carmel.
And if I'm a kid going, nothing to do with Mount Carmel.
Well, I'm saying it just sucks because when coaches don't do that and they just cut and run, they affect kids' lives. Happened to me. I've never even told you guys. That wasn't a big deal. But when I was a senior, I was supposed to go to Colgate. Coach Perriman had me sold on Colgate. Yeah, and I wanted to go to Crest, but they didn't want to have me.
Oh.
But anyway, no, seriously, I was going to Colgate. Go to call him one day just to check in. He's not there anymore. Not there anymore. So I had a couple of, I went to Rochester, which is probably a better school academically. But still, and then my roommate who ended up living with me in Rochester, he was supposed to go there as well. I had to get him in. I asked the coach for a favor because his SATs were kind of borderline. They got him, so we both ended up in college. But like, he could have screwed us out of going to college. But seriously, we could have just been out.
You do know 4 out of 5 dentists recommended Crest over Colgate.
Oh,
Trident.
Lord.
Oh, I'm waiting for that fifth dentist to get on board.
Yeah, let's go what's to your Glenn problem, Birdie buddy?
Jeremy. What's up, Jeremy?
What's up?
Hey, you guys got me thinking about Turgeon. And like, his offensive style was so terrible and corny and just boring to watch.
He ran a fake-ass Kansas weave, and it's like, oh, there's 12 seconds? Why didn't my best player go one-on-one then? It's awful.
Ball all along the three-point line. I'm like, what am I watching? They're just passing it around the three-point line one way and then all the way back around the other way. I don't know. It was just corny. Just felt like saying that.
You could call the offense corny. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 930. But on the other side, we're talking some O's. Which prospect do you have an eye on this spring? I know who Jeremy's is already. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Jared,
congratulations so far to Robert Taylor of Crofton, Wayne Watt of Baltimore, Jeff Schwartz of Sykesville, Mike Noble of Dundalk, and Eric Noroki, of Baltimore for so far winning the Metallica tickets. We have more Metallica tickets to give away tomorrow.
But right now
we have tickets
to see Sebastian Maniscalco. Sebastian Maniscalco.
That's Ed's favorite comedian.
Yeah. So March 14th at CFG Bank Arena. Call in now, number 5410-587-1057.
Yeah. And stay tuned later in the week for more Metallica tickets.
And we have not more today. Sebastian tickets to give away as well.
There you go.
Seabass said that?
All the winners. What's Oriole prospect, Jeremy Kahn, are you looking forward to seeing this following so far this year?
I mean, we're just talking prospects, not new players, right?
Prospects.
I mean, look.
We know Basayo.
I love Kobe Mayo. I want to see what this kid can do. Like, hearing, like, if you look at his numbers at AAA, he has nothing left to prove there. And I want to find out, do they think he's their first baseman of the future? Is this something where maybe you start looking at it and go, I'm going to move this guy and go find an established veteran first baseman? And the only reason I say that is Vladdy is, he's not going to be in Toronto next year. And I'm not saying the Orioles are going to be in on getting him, but you have options.
They won't.
But you have options of different things you can do. But Coby Mayo intrigues me entirely because I don't think he's making the opening day roster.
Me either.
And I don't think he's got anything to prove at AAA.
I don't know if he's still going to be there when I get there on the 9th, but I know he got invited. I want to see Enrique Bradfield Jr.
He's so fast, man.
I want to see this kid. Fast. Bats left, walk, hits left, throws left. He is, what is he, 23, he'll be 24 later on this year.
Fast people say he's fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to, he's a prospect.
Incredible speed.
He's a prospect that I have my eye on.
I had to just go back to the, I want to see Masayo in a bad way. I'm going to be down there in March as well. I want to see him. You know how I played catcher. I favor catchers. I think it's the most important position on the team, except for pitcher. I mean, it's just out of the position players, catcher to me is hands down most important.
You do like the crouch.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's,
I like wearing all that protective gear too. You know me and leather and plastic.
But you know the other thing with like the catcher thing, and I know most people are kind of overlook the position at times because most of the time they're not going to play every day. You're lucky if you get one that plays, what, 135, 140
games?
That's
a lot for a catcher.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen guys do it, but I'm saying you're lucky to get to a point like that.
I don't want that for my catcher.
But you have two switch-hitting, power-hitting catchers. I mean, it's ridiculous. And you're going to have both of them at the same time where there's been rumors about one playing first. Do you DH one? That's where we get into the
and
long
you have
gym.
One. I mean, Adley's a much better defensive catcher at this point. He's miles above Masayo from whatever I've heard. But Masayo may have a much better arm.
Well, that's the other thing with this, too, is like Masayo's bat might be better, too.
Yeah.
And they know his bat is major league ready right now. When people hear, you might look at his numbers and go, why has he got a, what more do we have to see? I know he's only had a handful of games at AAA, but why do we? Well, because you want to see him catch there. You want to see him, you know, run the pitching staff.
He manages staff,
So he's got to get those types of reps. And when you have a player that talented, there's no need to rush him. Make him force his way. Make him force your hand. And I think that's what ends up happening with Masayo.
Yeah. It's just a good place to be right now when you talk about prospects that you don't have room for. We've gone years talking about prospects that we doubt were very good. This guy's not very good. That guy's not very good. When is he going to come up? Because he just didn't – there was room for him. He just couldn't – he wasn't capable of filling that void. Now you're talking about guys – you're saying Coby Mayo's not going to make the team. But yet he has nothing else to prove in AAA.
Mm-hmm. That's a loaded roster.
I remember having, what was it, Luis Mateo. He couldn't come up because he was a 4A player.
Yeah.
We needed him, but you're a 4A player, dude.
Or is that Luis Matos?
Matos.
Getting all these Mateos and Matos.
So we, you know, now you just, now it's the opposite. Like, yo, dude, I mean, we know you got the skill, but we don't have the room.
I know we're talking prospects here, but like, you just heard Ben McDonald name the starting five rotation that did not include Cade Povich or Suarez in it. And I know some people, like,
we went from suspects to prospects.
Yeah.
That's what it used to be. And suspects.
And by the way, I also want to see Vance Honeycutt. Like, I haven't had a chance to see him. Their first round pick from last year. A lot of people said that he was a boom or bust type of guy. So I'm excited to see what he does, because that bat can play.
Ben McDonald mentioned Dylan Beavers too, didn't he?
I don't know if he did or not. I brought up Beavers in a pod, like when we were talking possible trades.
Okay. All right.
Ed brought up Beaver, but it was a different story.
It was a different story. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. We were talking about Oregon State, maybe? I don't know.
Anyway. No.
But no, there's just, but there, you're right. We're talking about all these top guys, and the rest of these guys have a chance in the next year or two to be the top guys.
Do you realize we're less than 5 years away from a guy like Taron Vavra being a legitimate prospect in this organization? Now there's no place for him.
Yeah.
Now the other guys have surpassed him, and Taron Vavra is not a bad baseball player.
People here bitched about trading Norby and Stowers for Trevor Richards.
And now they probably forgot about him.
But again, where were they playing here? Where was Stowers playing in your outfield? And I know people like Norby. I'm happy for those guys because you know what? With the Marlins, you get to prove that you don't belong. You're going to play every day, get an opportunity.
Taron Vavra, in 159 plate appearances, is batting .254 with a .331 on base percentage. In years past, Ed, the organization would have been trying to convince us that he's a legitimate major leaguer because he would have been their best prospect or one of their best prospects.
And you know, and here's what I want to point out too. Since Elias took over, you know, he didn't draft Grayson, right? Grayson was previous regime. Here's his first round draft picks. Adley Rutschman, you have to throw Gunner in there because he was in that compensation pick that they had at the
round
end of the
two,
first
but
round.
In the compensation, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's technically the end of round one, or you can call it round two if you want. Kierstead, who obviously he got sick, but also, you know, looking at where he's at now, I think he's going to be a really good player. Colton Cowser should have won the Rookie of the Year last year. Jackson Holliday, Enrique Bradfield Jr., who you brought up, and Vance Honeycutt, who I brought up. Like, they are hitting year after year. And then we started to wonder, was it only going to be at the top of the draft?
No,
it's not. So, like, again,
you didn't even mention Jordan Westberg.
No, I just mentioned the first round picks. They're developing them and they're getting to the major league level. You want me to go back the years before that? Do you guys want to talk about DL Hall, Cody Sedlock, DJ Stewart, Josh Hart? You remember him? I don't, because he plays for the Knicks.
Jordan was first round. Jordan was first round.
What?
He was picked number 30.
But he's the same thing as Gunner.
Yeah.
That's why he's not on the list, because it's just first round picks. Here we go. Hunter Harvey. How'd that work out? I mean, we start getting to these guys. They drafted Matt Hobgood, who was a nice kid, but it never worked out. Like, they've been drafting and hitting on players.
What about the guy that would have been in the guy that had the crouching batting stance from Florida State?
DJ Stewart.
Did you say him?
He did.
Yeah.
Okay,
did.
I'm sorry.
Well, I said DL Hall and DJ Stewart. DJ Stewart, like, he got in games for Mets last year, and Mets fans were like, why is this goofball playing? Remember when he fell in the outfield and the ball hit him?
That's because Buck took him there the year before.
Yeah.
And he just kind of stayed around when Buck left.
You could tell he was a football player when we met him.
He's a super nice guy.
He was a great guy.
Great kid. 410-583-1057. Joe LaCroix's encore and a Black History Moment at 9:45. Don't go anywhere, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, I got a couple of nice messages from people that played some of the picks yesterday, hit a few parlays. Love to hear that. Depending on what you played, because I went 3-2 on my top plays, and the three leans that I gave out, they all hit. I won by the hook and lost by the hook last night. Very frustrating evening for what could have been. I'll tell you what I like tonight. I think there's another huge upset coming up tonight. A couple of totals that really look really good. And also, I'm betting on my kryptonite. I'll tell you who that is and why they've pissed me off all year long. No, only college. This team has just done me wrong. So we'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A big, bad Daily Line. 105.7, The Fan.
And for BYU, the largest margin of victory ever against a ranked opponent. 91-57, BYU.
There you go. That's, what a blowout, man. What a well, if you had BYU like I did, you were probably happy about it because you don't have to sweat that one. Although, like, gambling sweats are a lot of fun. When they end on the right side, you know?
Yeah.
Like Rob saying, I want the game to be close in the fourth, but I want this team to win. You get that a lot with gambling, and sometimes you're on the wrong side of it. But last night, 3-2 of my top plays.
I bet you would have taken my way now after the fact, wouldn't you?
Oh, hell yeah. No doubt about it. But let me say this, though, because last night was a little frustrating from the standpoint of, I think it was like 7, or no, I'm sorry, it was like 8:15. Where I started checking other scores. Pittsburgh, who was favored by 10.5, was down double digits in the second half. I also had UConn, favored by 7.5, down double digits in the second half. And then I looked over to Akron and Northern Illinois, and I went, son of a bitch, it's 158.5 total. And I think they scored 57 points combined. I said, what the hell happened? Can nobody hit a shot? And then, of course, in the second half, they dropped like 80.
Uh-huh.
But the first half was so bad that we didn't even come close.
You had the sweats?
No, you couldn't even sweat. Nothing about that made you sweat except for the fact that if you had it in a parlay and you lost it already. But I hit BYU. UConn, I got beat by the hook because they came back and won by 7. Pittsburgh, I won by the hook. Very fortunate the way that those games go. Sometimes you don't know. That's why you see me. I do bet on a lot of home teams because I think there's tremendous value in it, and I try to find the right spots. It does not mean I won't bet on the road, you know, road teams. In fact, we had one last night that went outright in Loyola Chicago. So where do we go from here? Lots of good games tonight. Let me start off in the NBA because there is one game, and I understand what people are thinking. Hornets-Lakers. Lakers, they're not going to be able to play defense, right? No more Anthony Davis. They don't have any bigs. Or they're going to trot out Jackson Hayes and trot out Rui might have to play some center at times. They've got a couple other big bodies to throw out there. But they're playing the Hornets. It's the first game after the All-Star break. I think these guys come out flat. And everybody thinks this is going to be a high-scoring game. The Lakers are favored by 12.5, and I would lean towards them. And if the Lakers blow out the Hornets have had many games this year where they haven't scored over 100 points. Many.
Many.
Which kind of surprises you. Like, you look at a team like that and you're going, oh, they don't play defense. They were one of the worst teams in the league against centers last year. That's changed this year for whatever reason. More defensive-minded. Like, you could still play centers against the Hornets. It's not like they're great, but they were way better than they were last year. So I love the under here. It's a top play for me, under 221.5. No, that total, in my mind, is not too low. College hoops, here's where we're going. I like Iowa at home, plus the 1.5 against Oregon. Yes, Iowa did look ugly against Maryland. They are not a good team, but they do play better at home. I don't know what happened to Oregon, who was a top 25 team at the beginning of the year. They look anything but that lately. Losing on the road to bad teams, getting beat up at home, just kind of surprise you. So I do like Iowa. I like Demba. Demba going to win. Denver tonight, that's a college basketball team. I like them -3.5. And I like Auburn -15.5 against Arkansas. I got one of my guys that follows college basketball. Anytime I bet an Arkansas game, he sends me the message, why didn't you bet the under? Told you, Arkansas unders, and he's been right on the money. I'm taking Auburn tonight. Pay attention to see if this game goes under. For whatever reason, their games tend to go under. And here's the rest of the top five to go along with the Hornets, Lakers under. I like Central Florida and Oklahoma State over the 160.5. I'd actually lean Central Florida in this game. this is going to have such a great pace to it. The only thing that you're worried about are shots going in, which is such a silly thing to say. I look at pace more than anything when I'm betting totals, because more shots means usually more points. Now, if they have an off shooting night, like the time we bet the Bulls over against that Hornets team and they combined for 75 missed threes and it went under, and then the next time they played, I'm like, perfect spot again. There's no way they did miss 75 threes again. What the hell is going on? You'll have moments like that. And that's what Akron was last night. I still can't figure out how they weren't scoring in the first half. And another one, we bet this over this weekend. New Mexico plays at an unbelievable pace, and they can score, especially at home. But they are facing Boise State on the road today, over 150.5. I love the total there. And on to my kryptonite and my favorite play of the night. My favorite play is Missouri. They're -1 against Alabama. Going back to some of the same thought process that we put in last night with Mississippi State, it is tough as hell to win on the road in the SEC.
Like, why is that? I've heard that all year.
Because the teams are so good.
Right. The crowds are different in the SEC.
Yeah. Like, Missouri plays tonight. I've said this before. Missouri is one of the toughest places to play. They were known for, like, if cancel culture was going on with what they were doing back in the day, so many students would have been kicked out. They had a coach's wife who got hit by a car and got killed, and they had a picture of her with tire tracks on her face. Like, uncalled for nonsense. Finding out opposing teams' players' phone numbers and blowing them up.
I remember that, yeah.
Missouri has done that a ton, and I love this spot for them. They're a good basketball team. And when you're facing Alabama, who plays fast, but the one thing with Alabama is they can tend to not play defense. Their offense is so good that sometimes you don't recognize it. I think Missouri can get stops. I think they win this game. And my kryptonite, if you've heard me talk about him, you brought up my guy Ace earlier. Penn State. God bless it. When I bet a Penn State game, they'll be leading by 17 at the half and figure out a way to lose by 20 in the second half. Like, what the hell happened to you? And I feel like this happens to me all the time, more so on their totals, because I bet a lot of Penn State overs because they play fast and they press the whole game.
They do.
But when Ace goes out of the game, that offense is very wanting. He really makes it go. I love Penn State tonight against, why did I just blank on who they're playing? Nebraska. Nebraska coming all the way East Coast, playing on back-to-back road games. Think it's a perfect spot to bet against them. So to recap real quick, my top plays, Missouri. Love Penn State tonight. Both of them are minus a point or somewhere around there. You might find 1.5 one way or the other. Central Florida, Oklahoma State over, New Mexico over, and the Hornets and Lakers to go under. Welcome back, NBA. I missed you. There you go.
There you go. Thank you very much, Jeremy Carr. 410-583-1057. That's the number. And you know, as I always ask you, what is the must-see game? Of the night.
It has to be Missouri-Alabama. I mean, you get a matchup of these teams where both of them, I don't know if they're both ranked in the top 10 right now. I think Alabama's 2. And even, like, Auburn-Arkansas is appealing, but I think just Auburn's going to lay the wood to them. So, the other games that you could look at that should be good, I do think the Penn State game's going to be good, but, you know, some of these top games, like, people kept asking me yesterday, who do you like, Michigan State or Purdue? Mm-hmm. And I was telling him, I said, look, I lean Michigan State. I think we talked about it on the air. But, like, if I'm not betting the game, I always hate telling people, because people come back to you, it's like, oh, man, you really missed on that game.
Right.
No, I didn't. You asked me my thoughts. I told you it, and I told you I wasn't betting. But I did have a couple people text me yesterday asking me about that. And luckily, Michigan State won and covered. But seeing some crazy stuff on the road. And, again, SEC road games are tough. So don't look at the numbers by their names. Oh, that team's ranked 2, and that one's 23.
Not right now.
It does not matter, because that's cyclical. It's going to change from week to week of who's in the top 15, top 10, whatever, and we'll see it. So, but Missouri and Alabama is the game tonight.
I like it. I like it. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today and our Black History Month on the Fan.
Do you want me to kind of like...
No. Let's move on.
No.
Three teams. Ravens, Chiefs, Bills. Who's better over the next 3 years, Jeremy?
So the base was a banana base in a bowl that I got, and I was trying to explain the consistency of why you should never order that. That's basically it.
That's only half the story now.
Yeah, it is, but I can't tell the rest of that.
You said it tastes like something that Ed and I admitted we've never tasted
before. And I've never tasted that either.
Well, how do you know?
I said it's like when people say it tastes like crap.
Well, you get on us for putting out You get on us for putting out faces places that we shouldn't put them. So we may know what that tastes like accidentally.
Over there tongue punching fart boxes. Anyway,
but we never kissed down there before, so we don't know.
The Bills?
Yeah, the Bills. Bills? And that's the encore for today.
Yeah, the Bills were my answer.
That's your answer. What you got over there, Ed?
This encore. Sponsored by Lions Den. Excuse me.
You need a hug?
A little bit.
Well, I'm at
11. Embrace your curiosity. Explore your limits. Check out Lions Den. Seriously, they make some really nice stuff over there. It's not what you think. It's a great store for adults and always good time to stop in.
It is what they think.
Just nicer.
I told you.
I walked in. It is exactly what I thought.
I told you about the time I took an ex-girlfriend to the sex shop and walking around. And I told her to pick anything off the wall, and she picked the big red one. And I said, that's a fire extinguisher. Can we pick something else, please?
Yes.
It's a little worrisome. It's
too early. Too early for that. Your segment didn't start yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A fire hydrant. Did you get lost?
A little bit.
I thought so. Now it's time for our Black History Moment. Boys and girls, today we're going to learn about Jesse Eugene Russell. He is an American inventor. He was trained as an electrical engineer at Tennessee State University and Stanford University, and worked in the field of wireless communication for over 20 years. Now, this is where the plot thickens. He holds patents and continues to invent and innovate in the emerging area of next-generation broadband wireless networks, technologies, services, often referred to as 4G. Russell was inducted into the U.S. National Academy of Engineering for his contributions to the field of wireless communication. He pioneered the field of digital cellular communication in the 1980s through the use of high-power linear amplification, and low bit rate voice encoding technologies, and received a patent in 1992 for his work in the area of digital cellular base station design. Russell is chairman and CEO of Inc. Networks Incorporated, a New Jersey-based broadband wireless communication company focused on fourth-generation 4G broadband wiring communications technologies, networks, and services. He is credited big time for the inventions of cellular phones. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Eugene Russell, today's Black History Moment. It's a good one. It's a good one. Nice. I never heard of him.
I don't think I have either.
I've never heard of this guy. Someone asked me, why do we need Black History, Rob? Because you, when else will you hear about him?
Why got to be the shortest smoke?
Hey, man, we've been working on that for a while.
Why'd y'all let a white guy win the slam dunk contest during Black History Month 3 years in a row? That's messed up, man.
He's only 6'2".
That's still the best line from Kevin Love. He's like, you want to get better players in the slam dunk contest? Let a white dude win it 3 years in a row. All of a sudden, Ja Morant, Giannis, everybody's like, I'll play if you play.
It's two words. Hell no.
How the hell did this happen?
Oh, my God. It is a little suspect, though.
I was still pissed when they gave the damn dunk contest to Brent Berry because he jumped from the free throw line twice.
That happened so many times.
Some bitch did the same dunk twice. Michael Finley's doing 360s and pulling the ball between his legs and slamming the
Brent Berry left his jersey home. Had to wear his warm-up. Sagan, remember? Left his jersey home.
Bones.
He didn't expect to win. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Ed Norris, you learned today.
Remember that Chilean gang, the South American gang, the organized burglary ring that were targeting athletes?
Yes. Yeah.
Seven of them have been caught and indicted now.
I heard.
They have victimized Bobby Portis, Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Joe Burrow, also some unnamed Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Memphis Grizzly players. So they've been caught. They've been indicted federally in different states.
Thank God Joe Burrow had one of his employees there to kind of find out some of his stuff got stolen. You know, that Instagram model that just happened to stop by his house after the game. But anyway.
Happy they got caught. That was terrible. This day in sports history, 1942, the Yankees announced 5,000 uniformed soldiers admitted free at every home game. 5,000 every game. 1965, NFL adds the sixth official. The official was the line judge. In 1970, AL Cy Young Award winner Denny McClain suspended for bookmaking. Won the Cy Young and went out. 1983, Fernando Valenzuela wins an arbitration hearing for a grand total of $1 million. And 2019, four-time MLB All-Star Manny Machado agrees to the biggest free agent contract in American sports history, $30 million to the San Diego, $300 million, I'm sorry, to the San Diego Padres.
What was that at the time, like 30 a year? Was it a 10-year deal? Or
10-year deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you got over there, Jeremy Kahn?
Yeah, I got some fun stuff for you guys. Let's start off with this. Back in the good old days, you could go to the grocery store with $10 and leave with food for a family for 1 week. Now they got cameras everywhere. I only go to the roller rink on Tuesdays from 2 to 4 because it's half off. I'm what you might call a real cheapskate.
God.
I didn't know this. Did you guys know that Dick Van Dyke changed his birth name because it was too offensive?
No.
Apparently in Hollywood, no one liked Penis Van Lesbian. It wasn't popular. My sister just recently got over a speed bump addiction. She's slowly getting over it. What do you call a male potato? A dictator. Did you hear about the guy who ate 6 cans of alphabet soup? He had the biggest vowel movement ever. Ed, you might like this. Breaking news. Historians believe that they've uncovered pencils that once belonged to William Shakespeare. A spokesperson said, they're so badly chewed on the ends, we can't tell if they're to be or not to be. And lastly, archaeologists are holding a party to celebrate unearthing the largest dinosaur tibia ever. It's going to be quite the shindig. Stupid. Stupid.
Celeste told me that one, actually.
Did she?
Yes. Quite the shindig.
You like soccer jokes? Do you know why Ronaldo always cleans his room? Because he's not messy. Hey, you like the kickball, huh? Try the shrimp.
Oh, my God. What you got going on today, Ed? What world's problems are you solving today?
Just going to go see Jason, my trainer, up at the gym. I got
you're going to hurt.
Yeah, I'm hurting now, so it's just get worse. Yeah. Yeah, that's my big event for the day. I'm going to be up there at noon, so. I got TV today.
It's good when life is simple, isn't it?
Huh?
It's good when life is simple, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
Vinny and Haiti up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.
All right, everybody. It's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.